أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فاختلف فيه ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم وإنهم لفي شك منه مريب وإن كلا لما ليوفينهم ربك أعمالهم إنه بما يعملون خبير صدق الله العظيم. These verses number 110 and 111 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and certainly we had granted Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam the kitab. The kitab here referring to the Torah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam. فَاخْتُلِفَ فِي His people then differed with regards to the Torah. There were some that accepted the Torah, there were some that rejected the Torah, and there were others that misinterpreted the Torah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power to have made everybody believe in the Torah equally in the same way, accept it, practice upon it, and everybody would have been all one. But this is the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has given man free will. And with regards to the Torah, these were three groups that had emerged. Now, when we look at this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking to us, Allah is speaking to the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But in it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala consoles our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We found that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought this Quran, Allah Ta'ala revealed it to him, he recited to the people, then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, without any doubt, without any hesitation, they accepted that this is the kitab of Allah Ta'ala, they brought iman in it. Then they practiced on this kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala unwaveringly. They were very, very steadfast on the Quran Sharif. Then we found the next group, that was the munafiqeen. They said they accepted this kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but they will not practice upon it in the way that Sahaba, the sincere Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would practice. And then of course we had those that denied this Quran, denied this kitab. What were they short of? They understood the language of the Quran. Many of them, most of them knew that it was not the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they did not believe in this Quran. So hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, with regards to the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ If it was not for a word that had preceded from your Rabb, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have had the matter decided between them, who is right and who is wrong. But that decision, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't leave for this dunya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had left it for the hereafter. So the same now will apply in this ummah, that man will continue. After the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in our era for example, there are those that will misinterpret this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But by and large, how Allah ta'ala had, and Allah ta'ala looks after the words of the Quran, Allah ta'ala looks after the interpretation of the Quran Sharif. So one should not be in haste, and Allah ta'ala is also then addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the system of Allah. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَفِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهُ مُرِيبٍ Allah ta'ala says that certainly they are in doubt, and they are unsatisfied with regards to the revelation of Allah, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ كُلَّا لَمَّا لَيُوَفِّيَنَّهُمْ رَبُّكَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ And the people, all of them, when the time comes, then your Lord, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will pay them their full for all the deeds that they had continued, all the deeds that they had practiced, and that is the day of Qiyamah. So not only is it a day when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will decide and make decisions, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward also. Innahu bima ya'maluna khabir. And obviously in this world sometimes it seems that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not paying attention, wa na'udhu billah. Sometimes it seems that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is unconcerned, but Allah Ta'ala says that Allah is khabir, Allah is most knowing, most aware of what people do, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has His plan, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's plan is always that Allah Ta'ala will give man respite, Allah will give man a chance to ponder, to reflect, to introspect, and if they make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala accepts that tawbah. If not, then Allah Ta'ala makes His own decisions. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.